Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the fifth Sunday after Easter, commonly known as Rogation Sunday, I've entitled Rogation and the First Fruit. And it's by the Most Reverend John T. Cahoon, late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. He first gave this May 9th, 1999. In the world of CVS and Walmart, the Easter season began in full force just after St. Patrick's Day, and it ended about a month ago. And the church begins on Easter Day and lasts for the 40 days thereafter. We're still in Eastertide this morning, and we shall be there until Thursday. Easter is not over until we blow out the Paschal candle on Ascension Day, or somewhere around there. The Paschal candle has been burning since Easter morning to symbolize Christ's presence with his disciples during the 40 days after his resurrection. In the prayer book's calendar, Easter concludes with a mini-season called Rogation Tide. Rogation Tide starts today. Rogation Sunday. Starts today, Rogation Sunday, and continues for the next 3 days leading up to the Ascension. The word rogation comes from the Latin word which means to ask, as in interrogation. In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus tells us, "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." In Rogation Tide, we reaffirm one of the deepest religious impulses of mankind, the impulse to ask whatever forces may be out there to bless what we plant in the spring and make it grow so we will have a plentiful harvest in the fall and enough food to eat for the winter. At least in the Northern Hemisphere, the connection between Easter and spring fertility celebrations is not hard to see. Jesus rose from the dead in the spring to guarantee new life. Flowers come back in the spring. Rabbits are fertile. Eggs represent birth. There is nothing wrong with Christians enjoying all of those more secular, perhaps even pagan, aspects of the Easter celebration. Just be sure your understanding of the symbolism is working in the right direction. The resurrection of Jesus is not a symbol of the rebirth of nature in spring. The rebirth of nature in spring is a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus. The hymn, "Welcome, Happy Morning," gets this point right as it sings, "Bloom in every meadow, leaves on every bough, speak his sorrow ended, hail his triumph now." In his first epistle to the Corinthians, St. Paul writes, "Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." First fruits is an Old Testament concept. God told Israel to give part of the spring harvest to help guarantee a good harvest later on in the fall. What they gave him in the spring was called the first fruits, logically enough. What St. Paul is trying to tell us is that there is a clear connection between the cycles of harvest and the resurrection of the dead. Offering the first fruits in the spring led to a good harvest in the fall. The resurrection of Jesus in the spring leads to the full harvest of the dead later on at the last day. In the fall, so to speak, Jesus is the first fruits of the dead. He came up out of the grave first. We are the later fruits of the dead. We shall come up out of our own graves when he comes back. The marvelous hymn we just sang makes this point clearly. Christ is risen, Christ the first fruits of the holy harvest field, which will all its full abundance at a second coming yield. Then the golden ears of harvest will their heads before him wave, ripened by his glorious sunshine from the furrows of the grave. Before we say goodbye to Easter, let's review some important points it teaches us. The resurrection of Jesus proves that God is stronger than death, since the devil's biggest hold over us comes through the making of us fear death. The resurrection breaks his hold. Jesus' resurrection is a preview of our own resurrection. We shall rise from our graves in new bodies, as he did. We shall be restored to our family and friends, as he was. Since death entered the world through the sin of man, Jesus' victory over death is also a victory over sin and its consequences. While we await the end, we participate directly in the resurrection through having our sins forgiven in the church. Jesus structured his church around shepherd bishops who have the power to forgive as they are obliged to proclaim his resurrection. As St. Paul sums it up, Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And now unto God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.